This is the Seedbed Daily Text. The two most underrealized revolutionary words in the Bible. John 14:15-21. If you love me, keep my commands, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever. The Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Before long, the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. On that day, you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. Whoever has my commands and keeps them is the one who loves me. The one who loves me will be loved by my Father. And I too will love them and show myself to them. Consider this. How awesome is this? In this final discourse, in the fourth gospel, Jesus lets us in on everything. The amazing thing is we have it written down. I don't think I yet grasp the gravity and magnitude of these words. The second person of the Trinity is introducing us to the third person of the Trinity. As I read these words, I think I understand them. I've read them many times. I've studied them. I believe them. Sometimes I think my present understanding actually keeps me from a deeper understanding. What will it take for me to wake up to the thinness of my own understanding, become dissatisfied with my shallow faith, and plunge into the depths of this reality Jesus invites us into? On that day, you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. This is what the Holy Spirit does. He moves Jesus from being with us to being within us. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. There they are, the two most underrealized revolutionary words in the whole Bible. In you. The prayer. Abba, Father, we thank you for your Son, Jesus, who wills to live in me by the power of the Holy Spirit. Give me more access to myself that I might give more of myself to him. Increase my understanding and experience of Jesus being in me. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The questions. Number one, are you ready for a deeper experience of Christ in you? How would he know this? Number two, how do you or would you know that Christ was dwelling in you? And number three, how might you cultivate and nourish a growing awareness of this, quote, in you reality? P.S. From time to time, daily text readers send me God stories, snippets of their experience of faith in Jesus. This week brought another one. With the author's permission and request for anonymity, I wanted to pass this one on to you all. Here it is. Once a few years ago, I prayed and asked to be filled by the Holy Spirit. I didn't have much idea what that really meant. It actually seemed a little scary at the time. But I was reading it in the Bible and had heard folks speak of this, so I decided to pray for it. No one else was present but me and God, just sitting in my little office at work, bending over my desk. I think I just needed more strength and needed to feel His presence more plainly. Now that I look back, it makes me wonder what prompted that prayer, but I meant it sincerely, and my spiritual life hasn't been the same since that day. I can't say my works have been great, but often the results are astonishing because I know it was the Lord's work. And the first thing I noticed almost immediately, that same day, is that other people seemed much more attractive to me and moved my heart to feel love toward them, even the most unlovely, even some folks I did not like at all, even some who had hurt me deeply before. Somehow they just touched my heart with some sort of emotion like love and compassion. I think that's just Jesus' love, and the reason they look different to me is Jesus' eyes were given to me. That's my experience, and I share it occasionally. His love is the power that makes anything great. For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.